We've all been there, right? You need a piece of software for your business, and the solution seems so obvious. It's that shiny, affordable plugin or that off-the-shelf tool that promises to solve everything, like instantly. That install button feels like the ultimate shortcut.
Oh, absolutely. It's the digital version of a prefab house. You know, it's fast, it seems cheap up front, and it probably solves, what, 80% of your immediate problems?
Mm-hmm.
The market is just flooded with these things for invoicing, scheduling, you name it.
But the material we've pulled together for today's deep dive, it really gets into a fundamental conflict here. Is chasing that quick fix, that initial convenience, actually creating these huge long-term bottlenecks? Bottlenecks that, you know, stop your business from ever really standing out.
Exactly. We've been looking at a bunch of analyses and case studies, and they all point to the strategic cost, the cost of using these generic plugin stacks versus building something custom. So our goal for you is to really synthesize the core arguments for why moving beyond that average solution might just be the most important investment you can make.
Right. So it's a fight between convenience and strategic fit. Let's be honest, plugins are convenient, there's no denying that. Custom systems, they're strategic. But what are the real trade-offs?
Well, the trade-off is that the initial choice you make can embed years, literally years, of unnecessary friction into your daily work. And that friction, that's the hidden price tag of convenience.
Okay, let's unpack that. Let's start with the number one problem that came up in all the analysis, this fundamental workflow mismatch. The problem of the average.
Yeah, this is the big one. The material makes a really strong case that generic software, I mean, by its very design, it's built for the lowest common denominator. It's engineered to solve the most common problems for the most, you know, average business out there.
And if you're successful, or even if you're just trying to grow, you are actively trying not to be the average business. That other 20%, that's where your secret sauce is.
Yeah.
Your value.
Precisely. Let's say your company has this unique, really optimized way of delivering a service. Maybe it's a specialized 15-point intake process or a proprietary formula you use for pricing. That uniqueness is your edge in the market. But to the generic tool, it just sees an error, an unsupported feature.
And that's where the frustration begins, right? Instead of the tech supporting your business, you're forced to change your business to fit the tech. You end up telling your team, hey, I know our 15-step process works, but we have to cut it down to 8 because the new CRM only supports 8 fields.
You are literally chipping away at the very thing that made you successful in the first place. It's like you're sacrificing your strategic value just so you can click install.
What really stood out to me in the sources was the psychological drag this creates. It's not just a technical hiccup. It's a constant state of compromise.
Think about the workarounds. We've all seen them. The software can't handle your pricing. Okay, fine. So now you have a separate spreadsheet, and someone has to manually copy that data back and forth. That creates friction, it creates human error, and it creates what the experts call digital debt. You're constantly paying off the inefficiency of that cheap solution you started with.
So when we talk about the custom counterpoint, what we're really talking about is eliminating that debt from day one.
We are. Imagine a system that was built from the ground up for your 15-point intake process. It handles your special pricing formula automatically. It doesn't fight your workflow. It enables it. The system sits like a glove because, well, it was tailored for you.
It's the difference between buying a suit off the rack
mm-hmm.
and getting one custom tailored. The tailored one costs more upfront, yeah, but it lets you move freely. It just works better.
And the practical result of that is freedom. No more of those endless soul-crushing workarounds. No more hearing your team say, the system won't let us do that.
Mm.
When the tech is finally aligned with your business, the entire process just gets smoother.
But hold on, let me push back on that for a second, because the immediate counter is always going to be the cost. I mean, custom development sounds expensive, really expensive. Why shouldn't a small business just accept a few compromises to save, I don't know, 50 grand?
That is a crucial question. And it leads us right into our second major point, which is where those hidden costs of the plugin stack start to really show up. The sources basically argue that you are paying those costs anyway. They're just spread out, hidden, and they compound over time.
You were talking the stacking cost.
Yeah.
The financial drain and the efficiency drain.
Exactly that. Let's just look at the money first. The financial stack. A business rarely gets by with just one tool. They need, you know, one for quoting, another for CRM, a third for project management, maybe a fourth for reports.
Oh yeah, we've all seen those credit card statements. You look at it and realize you're paying, what, 8 different companies? $39 here, $49 there, $129 over there. It adds up.
And the analysis shows these fees can easily hit hundreds, even over $1,000 a month. And for what? You're just renting little pieces of functionality. You don't own any of it. That $1,200 a month is over $14,000 a year, every single year, just to hold together this Frankenstein's monster of a system.
That really puts the cost of custom development in a different light, doesn't it? A one-time investment to build an asset starts to look a lot better than paying rent forever on a system that doesn't even quite work.
It does. But, you know, the financial cost is actually the lesser of two evils here. The time cost is the real killer. When you have four or five different systems, they don't talk to each other perfectly, if they talk at all. So what happens? Your best people, your project managers, your sales team, they become human APIs.
Just toggling between browser tabs all day long.
All day. They copy a number from tool A, paste it into tool B, check a status in tool C, log a task in tool D. Researchers found that even small companies can lose several hours a week per employee just jumping between systems. Now, you calculate the salary cost of that lost time, and the financial drain is just shocking.
So the convenience of that cheap plugin is actually creating all this administrative bloat and wasted payroll. It's the exact opposite of efficient.
And it creates burnout. I mean, imagine your job is just doing these repetitive, boring tasks to make different software talk to each other. It's mentally exhausting, it's slow, and it's where huge mistakes happen, like putting a decimal in the wrong place on a big quote. The whole thing is a liability.
And that fragmentation, that liability, it brings us to maybe the most powerful argument for a custom system. The power of the single dashboard.
The one dashboard concept is the complete opposite of system jumping. It's about unifying the whole process, not just grabbing bits of data.
Because when you're relying on a stack of plugins from a dozen different companies, all with different code, getting them to truly unify is, well, it's a nightmare.
It's almost impossible, and that's where the custom system gets its strategic power. What makes it so effective is the context it provides. It's not just one screen, it's one system where information flows logically from start to finish without any breaks.
Okay, let's make that real for a minute. What exactly gets unified in this one place that makes life so much better for the team?
Everything. Everything that touches the customer and the job. A lead comes in, the system starts tracking it, a quote gets generated, the system knows the margins, that lead becomes a customer. Boom. It's instantly a job in the same system. Tasks are automatically assigned, contracts are generated, the client's status is updated, no copy-pasting required.
So the single dashboard has the lead, the quote, the custom record, all the internal tasks, the final invoice, everything just flows.
Exactly. The core pieces, customers, jobs, tasks, they all live together. They speak the same language. They update in real time. So your staff doesn't have to remember which tool holds which piece of information. They just log into one place.
And the benefit goes beyond just speed, right? It hits that human element we were talking about earlier.
Absolutely. The workflow becomes faster, sure, but also easier and way, way less stressful. The cognitive load on your team just plummets because everything is clear. They trust the data because it's always in sync. And lower stress means fewer mistakes, better employee retention, and more time for people to do high-value work, like actually helping clients.
That internal clarity, that lack of fragmentation, becomes this sort of silent competitive advantage that actually boosts your bottom line. But let's pull back and talk about the final big-picture point, building a real market moat.
This is the end game. I mean, if we agree that custom software is an investment, then the return on that investment has to be a competitive edge.
Right, because if every single one of your competitors is running the same generic quoting plugin you are, the same CRM, the same scheduling tool, then by definition, that technology is not a source of differentiation. It's just the cost of entry.
That's it. Generic tech is a commodity. If your competitor can go download the exact same features you have for $50 a month, then your tech isn't helping you win. No one stands out.
Custom development just completely flips that on its head. You're building proprietary infrastructure, something that reflects your unique way of doing things.
Right. Think about automation. Maybe your custom system can pull in weather data, real-time material costs, and technician schedules to generate a perfect, guaranteed quote instantly. No generic tool on the market is designed to do that. That feature, which makes your sales process faster and more accurate, is now yours and yours alone.
And that proprietary nature is what creates the moat. Your competitors can't just buy their way to your level of efficiency. They'd have to go through the same difficult, time-consuming development process that you did.
The sources all reinforce this idea. Custom systems let you build systems others don't have. And that is the difference between just using tech to manage your business and using it to fundamentally change the game in your industry.
That speed, that unique client experience, whether it's getting quotes out 40% faster or having a customer portal that works perfectly with your internal systems, that becomes a real measurable business advantage. Things like higher conversion rates, better client retention.
Your software stops being a cost center and becomes a strategic asset, a piece of intellectual property that locks in your position in the market. It lets you scale your best ideas efficiently.
This has been a really critical dive into the choices businesses are facing today. So to quickly recap the four big arguments for moving past that generic plugin stack.
First, you get a superior workflow fit. You get to eliminate that whole painful cycle of workarounds that just kill your efficiency. Second, you consolidate those stacking costs. You move from being a perpetual renter to an owner of a unified system.
Third, you get the power of that centralized one dashboard, which, as we said, reduces staff stress, cuts down on errors, and ends all that system jumping.
And finally, and maybe most importantly, you create a genuine competitive advantage, something your competitors can't just copy. You turn your technology into a strategic moat, not just another line item on your expense report.
So we want to leave you with a final provocative thought to consider. Take a hard look at your current tech den. Stack all the plugins, the monthly subscriptions, the generic tools. If that technology is dictating how your team has to work, instead of supporting what your business actually needs to do to win, then how much are those convenient tools really costing you? How much lost potential, how much internal friction are you paying for every single day?
Just reflect on the rigidity in your current operations. Think about how often you hear the phrase, "the system won't allow it." The answer to that question is probably the clearest sign of where your next big strategic investment really needs to be.
That's it for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.